Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey, I'm so excited to share that the Wedding Planning Blueprint course is now available, and it is the planning resource that you've been waiting for. Hosted on a new platform, the course will step you through the stages of wedding planning, helping to uncover the questions you didn't even know you had yet. The downloadable video and audio lessons are meant to give you a similar experience to sitting down with a professional planner, guiding you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to structured and confident in what comes next. And unlike the familiar binders and books that you can find on Amazon, this course is interactive and always growing. By purchasing the course today, you'll have lifetime access to all of the updates and additional content, which happens on a monthly basis. So if you're struggling to keep your head above water with your wedding plans, head over to planningcollective.com now and get instant access to the wedding planning resource you need. Now, let's get back to the episode. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Wedding season is officially here in Michigan, and though weddings are still looking a little bit different than what we're used to, I'm so excited to be back at it for the 2021 season. Over the past few weeks, as I've been preparing for the start of the season, one of my biggest tasks is always to clear out my emergency kit. And I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to give you a little behind the scenes insight on what comes along with me for every single wedding day. If you're not familiar, I have an assistant that comes with me. His name is Fat Max. Fat Max is actually a Stanley mobile workstation that's intended to be brought along to construction sites or maybe in auto repair shops. I'm not entirely sure what the intended purpose for Fat Max is, but I'm pretty sure his creators did not intend for him to be an emergency kit for a wedding planner. Either way, here we are. We're going on probably 7 or 8 years that I've been using Fat Max as my emergency kit, and I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to share with you what comes along with me every wedding day. Before we jump in, I've put together a full list of what you can find in Fat Max, as well as a condensed version of what I think is realistic for most couples to have with them. You can grab this list and see Fat Max in action over on Instagram. You can find me at Planning Collectively. You can also get these details on the website, planningcollective.com. Let's get into the top 5 things that I use on a wedding day from the emergency kit. These items I usually carry in a little side bag that is on me all day, so I don't need to keep running back and forth to wherever Fat Max is stored. Number 5 is scissors. I keep a small pair in my little side bag on me at all times, but I also have a couple of larger pairs that are in Fat Max that we can use for the bigger jobs. Number 4, aspirin, Tylenol, or some kind of pain reliever. Whether it's a headache, blisters, or maybe somebody had a little bit too much to drink at the rehearsal dinner the night before, almost every wedding somebody asks if I have some kind of aspirin or pain reliever. Number 3, we always use lighters. Now, I'm not talking about the small ones that you use to light a cigarette. I mean the ones with the longer neck to help light all of the candles that are at most weddings. I always have at least 3 or 4 in Fat Max just in case some are running low. Number 2, safety pins. It is amazing what you can do with a safety pin, whether it is fixing up a broken bustle, helping mom make some last minute alterations to her mother of the bride dress, or keeping fabric draping together when the wind blows. We use safety pins all the time, and I always have a variety of sizes with me. And the number one thing that gets used just about every single wedding day, whether it is for myself or for one of the wedding party members, is Band-Aids. I would say 80% of the time it's for a blister, and nothing is more valuable than a Band-Aid when you feel that blister starting. So those are the top 5 most common items that I use. But what are some of the weirdest items that I bring along with me just in case?
Number five doesn't get used all that often, but when it's needed, it is very important. And that is a knife and server set. Most venues or catering companies will have this for you. Sometimes you may have received a set as a wedding gift, but if you find yourself in a unique venue or a backyard space and you don't have one, it's pretty important to be able to go to Fat Max and dig that one out. Number four is zip ties. Again, don't use this too often, but when we have a situation where maybe an arrangement is falling loose from an arch or something needs to be secured to a post, zip ties are a go-to and they are super handy. Number three, Gougon. We use Gougon all the time, but I would say probably the most common item that we use Gougon for is getting that obnoxious sticker off of toasting flutes. Most of the time when we open up the box of toasting flutes that the couple have brought for their wedding, it's often just as they got it from their bridal shower, so there are stickers still on it. They haven't been used yet. I don't want our couples drinking from a glass with a whole bunch of sticker residue on it, so that's where that Gougon comes in handy. Of course, we use it for many other things, but again, that toasting flute sticker is almost always there. Number two, floral tack or floral putty. So this is something that most florists are really familiar with, and it's what they use to keep their arrangements attached to the structures that they're on. It's almost like a silly putty, but really tacky, really sticky. And we can use this in so many different ways. Just this past weekend, I used it to help secure our seating chart to the easel as the wind was knocking it over repeatedly. And the number one weird item that's in my kit is white chalk. The secret with this is that if you have a stain on a white dress, you typically don't want to put anything water-based as a stain remover on it, especially right before the ceremony. Using chalk or even baby powder to cover up the stain can mute the discoloration. Now, it's not removing the stain by any means, but it makes it less visible and is a little trick for those last-minute stains. Now, I have probably about $200 worth of other supplies that I bring with me in Fat Max. That is definitely overkill for most couples. I would say most of the items in Fat Max don't get used on a regular basis, but as a wedding planner, it's my role to have things with me just in case. So let me give you a quick list of the things that I think every couple should have with them just in case they need something on their wedding day. Again, you can find this list at Planning Collectively on Instagram or over at planningcollective.com. Of course, the first five items are going to be those most commonly used items that we already mentioned: Band-Aids, safety pins, lighters, scissors, and some kind of pain reliever. Additionally, I recommend you also have a lint roller, a phone charger. Of course, everyone needs hand sanitizer these days. If you're going to be outside, I recommend you have bug spray and sunblock, especially for the wedding party, a travel sewing kit with thread to match the bridesmaids' dresses, some kind of tape or glue, and extra bobby pins in case you need to reinforce a hairstyle. I also recommend that you bring some snacks and bottles of water with you, especially if you're going to have a long gap between when you eat with your wedding party and when you get to eat at the reception. And finally, don't forget personal toiletries: deodorant, foundation, a lip gloss, and nail polish that match the day of look that you're going to be using, toothbrush or mouthwash. I can't tell you how many times couples have used that from our emergency kit. I always have those little travel sizes to go. And of course, any medication or personal items that you would want to make sure to have on you that day, just in case you're feeling a little off. Are you curious to see what Fat Max looks like? Again, make sure to head over to Planning Collectively on Instagram or check it out at planningcollective.com and get your list of what's included in Fat Max and what I would recommend that you have on your wedding day. And you can take a look and see what you think might be appropriate for you to put in your own emergency kit. And if you found this episode helpful, I would really appreciate it if you would rate and review. It only takes a minute and it would mean the world to me. It also will help other couples find the wedding planning help and resources they need. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode.